every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My job is to tell it like it is.
And now it's the Saturday Show with Jeff Rich and Shane King.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome in. It is the Saturday Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Jeff Rich with you from Phoenix, Arizona. For the time being, you've got me here in Phoenix. You've got Daniel Ogden in San Francisco. We're going to try to hook up with Shane in Colorado just as soon as we can. But we got a great show on tap for you. A lot going on as we are. Not officially, but very unofficially in football terms at the end of the summer months. We got week zero coming your way next week in college football. So there will be college football games. Are there the college football games you want to see? Maybe, maybe not, probably not necessarily, but some of the topics that I hope to get to today, Daniel, since it's just me and you for the time being, we could talk about Michigan's punishment. $20 million is nothing to shake your head at, but when you're the University of Michigan, that's changed between the couch cushions, and everybody that was affected by it is no longer with the program. So basically, the program just takes a financial hit, and the NCAA is basically saying that we don't have enough evidence to go any further with this. So this is a case closed. And I think if you're a fan or a supporter or a booster of the Michigan Wolverines, that you're probably pretty content with this punishment, considering what we've seen the NCAA hand down in the past for, you know, what might have been less. You live in San Francisco. You're well aware of Barry Bonds and you know everything else up there involved with that. My attitude about awards trying to retroactively punish people is that it doesn't work because everybody already saw the games. You already hoisted the trophy. We can get into that. I want to talk about Ketel Marte. I want to talk about the Browns bringing in all of the not charged criminals of the world. And baseball's really exciting right now. We'll get into all of that. Daniel Ogden's with me. Hopefully Shane Koenig joins us soon. It's the Saturday Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jeff Rich. Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jeff Rich.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is the Saturday show here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and it is a happy Saturday for me. I get some preseason football that I might get a little bit into. The more things stay the same, the more things change, and I will tell you that I reserve the right to change my mind on things. I used to be so adamant about not watching a second of preseason football, but you know, this year I've allowed myself to watch 3 or 4 seconds of last week's Carolina Cleveland game. I watched mop up time Titans and Falcons on Friday night, and one of the stories I was going to bring to you was just how empty Mercedes-Benz Stadium was with Cam, with the number one overall pick coming in and playing against their Atlanta Falcons. Stadium looked empty. I went and checked a couple of the numbers, the attendance numbers, but despite the fact that it looked like there were about 86 people in attendance, the reported attendance for that game was 67,000 something, which means that you can't trust those numbers at all. I know that the NFL likes to punish season ticket holders by requiring them to not attend, but pay for meaningless games, 0-0. And if you're lucky, it's a year where your team only plays one preseason game at home. I can remember attending one Cleveland Browns preseason game at Municipal Stadium, and it was football, fireworks, and fun. So we had the preseason football game. I think that they were playing the Chargers. It was probably like 87 or 88, because I can remember the family that my childhood friend and the family and his family that I went with. And there was an Aretha Franklin concert, and there was a fireworks display. And I remember more about the Aretha Franklin concert and the fireworks display than I remember about the football game that was played. The one and only Cardinals game that I attended at Sun Devil Stadium was a preseason game against the Bears. in 2003, and it wasn't so much about the football game as it was my first opportunity to watch a game from, you know, watch a football game from the suite at Sun Devil Stadium. And I don't remember much about that game other than all of the ASU fans in the booth, you know, booing Bobby Wade, who came from the University of Arizona. And that's it for my preseason experience. I have not paid anything out of pocket to attend one of those August games, and I never will. I don't pay anything additional to watch all of the preseason games because I have the NFL Plus and I have it for the regular season. So it doesn't mean much to me. I don't really read too much into August. I'll say one thing about August evaluations is you can play your way out of a job in the preseason. You can play your way into a job. But as far as instant reactions, you know, some guy goes, you know, some guy runs for 130 yards in the third quarter of a preseason game. How many players on that defensive side of the ball that he's doing it against are going to be on week one rosters? And I'm saying that that guy that ran for all those yards in the third quarter of a game, that's good tape to have. But I don't think that, I don't think that if you've got an established incumbent and he runs, you know, he gets six carries in the preseason versus some undrafted rookie that gets 30 carries over three games. I don't think that that guy's got to risk his roster spot. So I think that it's a no-win situation, but it can definitely be a losable situation based on your performance in the preseason.
Yeah, I think preseason's just like there's really nothing to benefit from it. If you're a veteran, and you play more than like a series, I don't really understand. But unless you're, fighting for a roster spot, etc. But If you're a veteran and you're starting series, maybe two, just to kind of get some rhythm and get going. Beyond that, it's like, what are you really trying to do here?
Well, I'll make it personal with my team. 41-year-old Joe Flacco. He has not been named the starting quarterback for week one, but the writing is definitely on the wall for it. We might see him in week three, but I think at 41, what he's able to do in training camp, against air and in joint practices against Philadelphia, which they've done this week before they play them at 1 o'clock on Saturday. I don't think a guy like that needs the preseason. I look to Houston. I doubt that they want to get Nick Chubb on the field in the preseason. Austin Jeanty, you know what a commodity that the Raiders have with him. What's his name? The guy the Chargers drafted to replace J.K. Dobbins, who went to Denver. O'Marrion Hampton, yeah. That guy looks like a bruiser. But I don't know that I need to see him on the field either. The first round picks, we saw Mason Graham, the fifth overall pick on the field in Charlotte last week. So, I think it depends. I think it depends on your position. I think it depends on your injury risk, which is to say what position you play, but also, if you've been dealing with anything nagging in the offseason, they probably don't want to put you out there for a meaningless football game there. I got a lot on the slate today. I'm not sure what I want to get to here in the last 3 minutes of the segment here. I guess we'll talk about Browns brought in Isaiah Bond, who played at Alabama, played at Texas last year, was accused of sexual assault back in April, and that's bad timing if you're going into the NFL draft. Guy goes undrafted and signs with the Browns, and the Browns are kind of becoming that team. They've brought in Isaiah Bond. They drafted Quinshon Judkins, the Ole Miss running back who played at Ohio State last year. And they didn't sign him because right after they drafted him, he was accused of domestic violence, which the charges went away. Charges went away against Isaiah Bond as well. Isaiah Bond's case actually went to a grand jury. So the prosecution believed that there was probable cause to take this case to, you know, to charge Isaiah Bond. But the grand jury said, no, thank you. Same thing happened with Deshaun Watson in two different courts in Texas a couple of years ago. And that's how he ended up on the Browns. But, you know, the Raiders used to have this reputation. I think the Cowboys bring in characters of questionable reputation. Cincinnati Bengals, I don't know that they necessarily brought in those players or those players just became criminals, but they did draft Joe Mixon, knowing what he did at Oklahoma, you know, slugging a woman on video in a restaurant in Norman. You know,
it wasn't just those Oklahoma, types of, he did in high school too, just throwing that out there because he lived out here.
Okay, okay. Oh, he's a Bay Area guy?
Yeah, I think it was Liberty, like Brentwood. So kind of about half an hour from the East Bay, about an hour from the city. But he definitely did the same thing with a woman in high school that he did in college. So it's not like it was a one-time thing.
Yeah, I think that that's important too. You know, because Kareem Hunt, you know, and this is a different regime. You know, John Dorsey brought in Kareem Hunt, you know, between the Sashi Brown and Andrew Berry regimes there in Cleveland. But, you know, when it comes to the fact that you have to win games rather than being of high moral character, this is probably more standard behavior than the NFL and its fans want to admit. All right, we'll take it to a break with that. We'll just put that all to the side. We got plenty more to get to. It's the Saturday Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Daniel Ogden is with me. Still hoping to hook up with Shane Koenig next segment here. Be right back.
Everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jeff Rich.
Welcome back, everyone. It's the Saturday show here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Jeff Rich and Daniel Ogden taking you through. We have no college football today. They don't play a preseason. So closest thing we get to a preseason are going to be the five games that are brought to you next week. One thing I realized is that we come on at noon Eastern, which is the same time that the college football kicks off generally on Saturdays. So I am going to miss the beginning of the Kansas State-Iowa State game, which will be played at noon Eastern from Dublin. Kind of a strange matchup to put over there. Like, I understand, you know, you send one of the service academies over there, you represent the United States across the pond, so to speak. I understand Notre Dame. I understand Boston College. I understand a number of East Coast teams going over there. What I don't get is Manhattan, Kansas, and Ames, Iowa being represented in this matchup. Maybe large Irish populations exist, in the Plains / Midwest region of the country, but it doesn't really add up. Why this conference matchup, week zero, in Dublin, Ireland? I don't see, and Iowa State did play in the Big 12 championship last year. I believe they're bringing back their quarterback. So, maybe it's just a showcase game. It's enough of a showcase that you don't mind giving it to an international market, but, you're not taking an SEC game. You're not taking a Big Ten game. You're taking a Big 12 game that I think they'd fill the stands in Iowa, in Ames, Iowa, at Iowa State for this one. But I don't know. Can you maybe provide some insight, Daniel, on why this game? Why Dublin, Ireland?
I got nothing, and it's a game I completely could care less about. I like college football. I don't care about Kansas State, and I don't care about Iowa really in any capacity whatsoever.
Iowa or Iowa State, for that matter. And then you've got one FCS opponent playing in week zero. That's a low number, because I remember in the past, if there were six games, five of them were going to be FCS versus FBS. And, the one week we got, the one year we got Brent Musburger on the call for, I believe it was Montana and North Dakota State in week one. And I said, that was great. Let's do that every year. Let's feature the other tier of Division I football. Maybe it didn't do numbers, and that's why we really haven't gotten anything like that since. Or maybe I just need to take a better look at the FCS games on the schedule. But Idaho State, UNLV, Idaho State is an FCS school. I really can't tell what network this is even going to be on, because it says SSSEN. That sounds like a regional sports network to me. I've got no idea. UNLV, the only thing that's cool about the program is that they play at Allegiant Stadium, and Sam Boyd Stadium must host soccer games or something like that, if it's even still standing. I have been to a game there. I've been to a Raiders game at Allegiant Stadium, and this is probably your opportunity. In fact, I looked at it the year that the first year that I think it was 2021, we were going to go to a Bryant UNLV game, and you could sit down real close for not a lot of money, whereas the get-ins for Raiders games, it's not because of the Raiders fan base or Las Vegas. Well, it is Las Vegas itself. It's just that you've got a lot of people flying in to watch their team play on the road in Las Vegas, because Las Vegas is a cool vacation spot. But get-ins for Browns Raiders last year, for example, we were paying, I think we paid $251 a ticket to sit in the second to last row of the upper deck. I think that people are going to get wise and wait until the last minute to buy tickets to that stadium, because the locals don't care. The locals don't care. I think that your Raider fan base is still coming in from Northern California and Los Angeles. I think that, you know, I don't think that they've got the Golden Knights thing going on at all. But you know what? The Raiders aren't Vegas born. And I think that they might run into the same problem with the Athletics, who will not be Vegas born. Another Big 12 team hosting an actual home game. So state of Kansas, you know, you've got full representation in week zero with Fresno State going into Lawrence. Fox picked this game as the cream of the crop to air on their network. Fresno State is going to start Rice transfer. Oh, God, and I already forgot his name. Warner's kid, Kurt Warner's kid, is going to be the starting quarterback for Fresno State. You know, nostalgic Rams and Cardinals fans might want to tune in for that. But I'd still go with the Jayhawks in that game. Sam Houston at Western Kentucky, I believe that is a Conference USA conference matchup. That one actually gets some CBS Sports Network love. And then Daniel, Stanford at Hawaii. You have told me time and time again that nobody in the Bay Area cares about college football. So this is basically just a game for, and nobody in Hawaii cares either. They don't even have a stadium. So this is a game that is basically a dress rehearsal for CBS. It's going to be 4:30 Pacific time. Stanford at Hawaii. I know nothing about either team. However, I'm going to go with Cardinal in this one, just based on the fact that Hawaii has not been relevant in a good number of years.
Yeah, nobody here will care. I feel like there's a few, like, you know, maybe a few loyal, like, Hawaii fans out there.
Well, that's all they've got.
Stanford loyal fans here, but in general, the only thing I would say is maybe, and I don't think it really matters, but maybe Stanford will get a little bit of a bump with Luck kind of taking over things. But in general, still, college football is very low on the priority list out here.
Yeah, and you know, out west in general, I think that it's bigger in the Midwest. Now, I will say places like Eugene, Oregon, and Pullman, Washington, not so much Corvallis, and definitely not Seattle. But I think there's a few places out this way that are really into it. I would say the University of Colorado definitely gets bumped by the Broncos, but Utah football is probably, you know, Utah football, and they're into their minor league team there, and it's in the Salt Lake area, the Bees, who are the AAA affiliate of the Angels. I really picked up on it when we were in Utah that there are a lot of Angel fans because they can continue to follow their favorites from the ball club. But I would say University of Utah football is one of the biggest priorities. Now, they've got split allegiances because they do have three FCS teams in the state. They've got Utah State. They've got BYU. And, you know, I mean, you know, Utah State, you know, no disrespect to Utah State, but the big rivalry in the state is BYU and Utah. And that could be based on faith, but I don't think the University of Utah is without their fans that, go to the LDS church in the morning on Saturday and then, watch Utah or BYU on Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening. Out here in Arizona, I think that the Cardinals take precedent finally after years and years of the Suns and Arizona State really being the teams of the town. California, I mean, USC when they're good, UCLA in basketball when they're good, but it's a Lakers-Dodgers town. Up your way, Stanford and Cal are definitely bumped by the popularity of, really three of the four teams. No disrespect to the Sharks, but they're not San Francisco's team, and San Francisco is the market no matter how big San Jose is. So, out west, it's just variable upon what else you have going on. I'd say the major markets, Phoenix, LA, Denver, San Francisco, of course, Portland. I mean, Portland doesn't have a whole lot going on. So, you look at them, they've got the soccer team, they've got the NBA team, but I think that you would probably find more Ducks fans in the state than diehard Trailblazers, or I think they're called the Timbers in the MLS. So college football really has to take advantage of nothing else being in the market, and that's why it's such a huge thing in the southeastern United States, particularly Alabama and Mississippi, where professional sports do not exist. All right, we're going to do it one more time with you. Let's take a break. I got Daniel Logden with me. I'm Jeff Rich. This is the Saturday Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Thanks to everybody listening on to the AFN, and we'll be right back.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jeff Rich.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is the Saturday show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're short a man today, so we're kind of on the penalty kill here. Daniel Ogden and Jeff Rich on a Saturday morning with you. And we haven't talked about Major League Baseball yet, Daniel, so let's get a little bit into that. The division races are relatively close, but it's a very fluid situation, so every night the first and second place can swap in both the AL and NL West. Cleveland has had shrunken the deficit with Detroit down to 5.5 games, but just because you play the Miami Marlins and the Atlanta Braves, those are not guaranteed wins every night of the week. And Cleveland dropped one. They got bludgeoned on Wednesday, like 13-4. And then on Friday night, the Braves got the best of them. Those are two bad teams in the National League East, and those are games that you've got to win. I don't think at this point, separated by 7.5 games as we speak to you on the morning of August 16th, that Cleveland's going to be able to make that up. Detroit's not been playing well, but they have been playing well over the last couple of days. They would have to go 18-21, and I think in that same span, Cleveland would have to be 8 games over 500 for Cleveland to just have a tie in the division. And of course, they'd have to win more of the head-to-head games. In the East, Toronto has a lead. I don't know that I would call it a commanding lead. It's starting to look like a commanding lead over the Yankees, but the Red Sox are 5 games out, which would tell you, you got about 6 weeks left in the season. They could make that up. The Yankees could technically make it up as well. But Toronto and Boston, that could be a race at the end of the season. And like I said, out west in both divisions, half game separates Houston and Seattle. And Seattle is trending upward. And I think that Houston's capable of playing good ball. I think that it's Houston's division to lose, but if Seattle comes at you with Raleigh, Rodriguez, Suarez, and Naylor, that's a really tough lineup to pitch around. I would definitely pitch around the first two if given the option and set it up for Suarez and Naylor. They can both hit the ball out of the park, but you could strike both of those guys out. Over in the National League, I had the Mets winning the World Series before the season started, Daniel, and I've never dismissed Philadelphia because they've got one of those lineups like the Dodgers and the aforementioned Seattle Mariners, where you've got 3 or 4 guys, in a row in the order, and you can't pitch around all of them. But nothing has changed. Nothing has really changed with the Phillies from the previous years to this year, except that that the math is starting to add up and they're able to win games. I think the Mets have the talent. They just can't seem to get out of their own way. Over in the National League Central, maybe the most locked up race across baseball, with the Cubs now 9 games back of the Brewers. And you can't make mistakes when a team's on a 13, when the team is running, who's on a 13 game winning streak. So, unless Milwaukee completely cools down, I think that that one might be the most settled race, but there are no 10-game leads across all of Major League Baseball here in the month of August, with San Diego and the Dodgers tied after their matchup on Friday night, which the Dodgers won. So this weekend series in LA is going to determine a lot of things. Colorado sitting at 33-89, and I'm wondering just how many games they might lose, because I think that that's going to be one of the more comical things to watch in Major League Baseball. Of course, you've got a guy like Paul Skeens just wasting his career away in Pittsburgh. And you've got the always disappointing Miami Marlins. They are way out. I mean,
the Rockies' record looks like my dating life.
A lot of L's, Daniel. That is continual L's
that people just see coming from a mile away.
Oh, okay. And speaking of L's, Giants have lost 6 in a row. Is it even worth tuning in? Does your mom still watch the Giants?
She'll turn it on, and then usually by like the 3rd or 4th inning, she'll turn it off and just say they suck. And I believe, yeah, they've lost 6 in a row. They were before that, there was like they were like 2-11 in 13 games or something. They just stink. And then the worst part on top of that is they're playing these guys that like I'll give you an example. Grant McRae, okay? They like pretend like this guy's like a young guy that they think is going to be something, blah blah blah, whatever. Meanwhile, Luis Matos, who's like actually a young guy who they've never given a chance to play in the majors, they'll bring him up, they'll play him for like a game against a lefty, and then another game against a lefty like 4 days later, and then he goes 1-for-8, and then they send him back down because he went 1-for-8 against lefties. And it's like, Grant McRae, I don't care. Like, the guy is never going to, like, have you watched baseball? The guy's never going to turn into anything. Matos, he might be nothing, but he also might be something. Give him like 2 or 3 weeks. Just play him and like, let's see what happens. What the hell are you doing?
I think that's the way Cleveland fans react when they see Nolan Jones in the lineup over C.J. Cephas. You know, we've seen enough of Nolan Jones between Colorado and Cleveland to know what his ceiling is, and it's not high enough to count on him versus C.J. Cephas, who's done nothing but great things since he's been called up. And I think that the only thing hurting C.J. Cephas is the amount of time that Vogt keeps him on the bench. The natives are turning on Vogt, by the way, in Cleveland, which is not surprising, because anytime that you are not having a great season, it's blame the coach, fire the coach, do better ownership, spend more money. And Cleveland will literally do none of those things. I mean, they might get better. But as far as moving on from Stephen Vogt, I highly doubt it. They've made some panic moves. I think they fired Manny Acta after 3 seasons, but you know, this guy is your manager of the year. He's doing it on a shoestring budget. You traded away the right side of the infield. You've traded away your ace. I guess we're getting excited because John Means threw a scoreless outing in his rehab start at single A Lake County. So that might be something to get excited about, but I'm telling you that I watched the Detroit Tigers against the Twins, and the Twins had them beat, and Detroit said, "Nah, we're not going to let you beat us today," and and they took them out. So if I'm looking at the best 2 teams in baseball right now, it's hard to ignore the Milwaukee Brewers, but I have some cynicism about what team they might be in October. I don't have that cynicism about the Detroit Tigers. Now, they could get clipped by the Astros. They could get clipped by the Blue Jays. But, looking around baseball, I just want something different. You know, I'm figuring that Cleveland will not be involved in things. Arizona won't be involved in anything either. And, you know, so I'm just rooting for, you know, I don't even know if it's parity or if it's just, you know, me rooting against the big spenders. And San Diego is one of those big spenders, but they don't count because they haven't won anything. They haven't bought their way to a championship yet. And I'm sure that that will be said should they be able to get across the finish line. But in all likelihood, I think that we're looking at the cream of the crop in the National League being with Philadelphia and the two Southern California teams. I think in the American League, it's a wide open race. I'd probably lean a little bit Detroit, but I worry about Houston. I think that the Seattle Mariners, again, they got better offensively. You know, if they can pitch well enough, they can win that division and maybe even win a playoff series. I think that they're the longest drought playoff in all of sports now because they haven't been there since 2001. And then, you know, in the...
Were you asking me something, or did you... I thought you cut out for a second.
No, I was just... maybe I did, but Seattle has... I think Seattle's got the longest playoff drought in the four major sports, given that they haven't been there since 2001.
Yeah. I feel like Julio Rodriguez is really starting to... come on right now. He's playing probably as good as I've seen him play in the last, I don't know, two years, two plus years, maybe three.
I think he's actually
I saw a stat the other day. His OPS since the All-Star break is like 960 or something.
Interesting. Have you caught wind of this story about Ketel Marte? You know, made headlines before the All-Star break because of a heckler that said something about his mom who had...
I remember that. Is there something new that happened?
Well, you know, he was really weird about the All-Star break, plays in the All-Star game, goes to the Dominican Republic, you know, the All-Star game's on Tuesday, goes to the Dominican Republic on Wednesday, and on Friday morning calls the team and says that he's staying in the Dominican Republic and he's not going to be available when the season resumes after the All-Star break. And, you know, okay, we don't know what's going on with you. His house got robbed during the All-Star break, but he didn't know it until he came back from the DR. And, you know, now he's emotionally distraught because his house got broken into. So he's taking these days off, and Torrey Lovello is just giving him permission. So anyway, story comes out in the Arizona Republic. The Diamondbacks beat writer Nick Picoro writes a story saying teammates are disgruntled by the preferential treatment. Torrey Lovello comes out and responds to it and says, well, you don't treat all of your children the same. But the suspicion is that this either comes from Mike Hazen, the GM, from Derek Hall, the team president, or maybe from the owner, Ken Kendrick himself, because they want Ketel Marte to play for their team. They gave him a lot of money at the age of 31 to be an All-Star, and he plays in the All-Star game and then screws his regular team over. In juxtaposition to that, just being a Cleveland fan, I'm well aware of a guy named Jose Ramirez who got beamed at the end, took a pitch on the wrist at the end of June, was struggling for a couple of games, took a day or two off, played in the last game before the All-Star break, was named the All-Star starter, and his obligation was his team. So he sat out the All-Star game, and he did not miss a game of the regular season. And I think that that's all the Diamondbacks want out of Ketel Marte. All right, we got one segment to wrap it all up here on the Saturday show here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Stay tuned, everybody. We will be right back.
Okay. You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jeff Rich.
Welcome back, everyone. The date is August 16th. On this day in 1930, Jim Dandy, a 100-1 long shot, beats 1930 Triple Crown winner Gallant Fox on a muddy track to win the Traver Stakes at Saratoga Racetrack in Saratoga Springs, New York. Gallant Fox goes off as a 1-2 favorite and battles Which One for the lead throughout most of the race. Jim Dandy stuns the crowd by winning along the rail and passing both horses. Among those in the crowd is New York Governor and future President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Happy birthdays on August 16th to Frank Gifford on this day in 1930, Tony Trabert. I can't even read this one. It looks like Ron Yeary, Christian Okoye, and Ben Coates. Additionally, I'd like to add the CEO of Barrio Logan down in San Diego, my buddy Jason, and of course to my stepmother Karen. Got a minute or two here to wrap things up, just to put a ribbon on the Ketel Marte discussion. I don't think that they're going to move on from him, but I think that they want more from him here in Arizona. This team is chock full of young talent. Of course, they play in just the wrong division to compete with the Padres and Dodgers at this point. But you want your guy on the field. If you pay your guy, you want him on the field. You know, we've seen so many players. I mean, I think that Anthony Rendon is the most gross example. I would say Albert Pujols going to the Angels after St. Louis. You know, once you sign the contract, you start to take liberties that you're not entitled to. And again, Anthony Rendon is the most stirring example of that, but they're all over sports.
Anthony Rendon, what a piece.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he just rubs it. He doesn't care. He just rubs it into everyone's faces. Hey, listen, folks, it's still summer. School started in some places, but not everywhere. So I hope you really enjoy your weekend. Last weekend without college football. Be back here next Saturday, and we'll give you a good look at week zero and preview week one on the college football gridiron. Daniel Ogden, thanks so much for joining me. This has been the Saturday Show. Now stay tuned for more sports coming your way next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.